Okay, we're gathered together here on Saturday night, the 27th of October, for our Saturday night meditation. The question this evening, Quo, has to do with the indigo and violet rays. The instrument is about to embark upon writing a chapter in her Law of One 101 book concerning the indigo and the violet rays. From the raw contact, we have a good deal of information that describes the various qualities of these rays. And the instrument would like to ask you if there are any basic concepts or spiritual principles in relation to these indigo and violet rays that you could speak about that will give her additional insight into these rays as she writes about them. Let us pray together, the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We are those of the principle known to you as Kuo. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator, in whose service we come to you this day. Thank you for calling us to join your circle of seeking. It is our pleasure and our privilege to do so. As always, we would ask that you employ your discrimination as you listen to our thoughts. Some of them will hit the mark, and some of them will go far astray from what you need personally. Savor and use those that hit the mark, my friends, and let the rest go. In this way, we can be assured of not having an undue influence on you, but only being in conversation with equals. You ask this day about the indigo and the violet rays or energy centers of the energy body. Indeed, this is a very deep, almost bottomless subject, and we are happy to share our thoughts on this subject. This instrument is in the process of looking for the keys to these two energy centers, in that she wishes to retain the detailed discussion of these higher energy centers for another volume of this series that is being written. Therefore, there is the desire to move to the heart of the higher rays, and in particular the indigo and the violet rays. The very heart of the function of these two rays has to do with who entities in third density are, when they have been able to penetrate the surface of their lives and to move into the essence of their beings. You could consider yourself as a focal point or an interface in this regard. You have a physical body and a physical mind which ground you more or less into the world of the physical third density consensus reality that you enjoy and in which you have your experiences and do your learning. Within you also is the one infinite creator in every cell of your body, in every vibration of your thoughts, lives the one infinite creator. Yet in terms of process, there is that sensation of needing to move from the outer world through the doorway into the inner world. Basically, you as entities are a living doorway, a living gate, an interface, so that the one infinite creator in a far less distorted form than you can appreciate with your senses can move in power into your life. Those known as Ra have described this function as being the gateway to intelligent infinity. In order to approach this gateway, much work has already been done. For it is impossible to enter the gateway of indigo ray until the entity has gathered the entirety and the wholeness of its integrated self into the heart and has done the work of forgiving and falling in love with this integrated self with its many perceived faults. Therefore, we speak of those seekers who have achieved either by gifts of the Spirit or by a process of work in consciousness and the disciplining of the personality, the ability to yearn for and to desire that essence of the one infinite creator that can be pulled through that gateway and into the energy body, which is interpenetrating the physical body, thereby bringing infinity and eternity into a finite environment. The model of this activity is that of what is known in the Buddhist world as Kundalini, where you have the infinite love and light of the one creator streaming through your chakra system from the bottom up, feeding it with an infinite supply of light. This is the power, the energy that you work with in getting to know yourself, becoming friends with yourself, and working with all of the various aspects of physical life on Earth as you know it. In itself, it is a powerful and infinite energy. And yet, as the seeker begins to mature, he begins to have a yearning and a thirst for the immediate impact of divine light. Therefore, as the seeker becomes more aware of the true nature of his desire, he begins to be able to focus that desire and to set an intention to ask for the highest and best. As the seeker does this on a continuing and intensifying basis, that gateway to intelligent infinity becomes clear. As that intensification persists, the gateway opens and the light of inspiration comes through to bless and fructify the fallow and waiting soul. In the end, you might see this expressing as a completed circuit. The bodily energy having to do with incarnation and carefully enclosed within incarnation, being as the field that is planted and seeded and sown with this fructifying, information-ridden love everlasting, that unlike the energy that streams from the bottom of the energy body upwards, has pointed and articulated information in the silence of that inspiration. The energy coming through from the bottom of the chakras up is that energy which is yours to manipulate or distort, shall we say, in the ways that you find helpful and useful and beautiful. The divine inspiration that you call through the gateway of intelligent infinity. Is as a massive information-rich fountain that permeates you at the point at which your desire to seek has matched your intention to seek from above, as it were. There is in this process a kind of self-abnegation. There is the realization that the mind does not have enough words, the heart does not have enough tears. The being that expresses on the conscious level does not have the capacity in and of itself. To understand what it is getting through the gateway of intelligent infinity. Consequently, this work is done in a state of unknowing. That state of unknowing is achieved usually within your density only by a process of self-acceptance that can be lengthy. The self, as it expresses in waking consciousness, simply needs to be put to bed or moved away so that the self is empty and waiting. This is exquisitely difficult for most intelligent people to do. they have that unspoken assumption that their minds and their insights are going to be adequate to processing the information that comes through the gateway of intelligent infinity. However, this is not so. What comes forth from this hidden or nonverbal exchange of information is a shadow of the information itself. And yet, the process of making that connection through the gateway of intelligent infinity is akin to splitting the atom. So that even a shadow of that light illumines magnificently the inner landscape of the one who makes that connection. As you sit in meditation, visualize with us your energy body with its rainbow of colors, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. The indigo and violet rays are at the brow and the crown of the head. The very tip of your physicality. Feel yourself accepting and allowing the light and the love of the one infinite creator to flow through the bottoms of your feet, the base of your spine, and up your spine. Feel that energy kissing and moving through each chakra. And feel it pouring out the top of your head in a fountain of colored light that is light colored by your working with each of the chakra energies to bring them into your own unique balance. You can see that there is a circular spray, shall we say, of radiated light that moves from the top of your head in all directions. Now, allow yourself to feel the essence of your desire. What do you desire? those ready to work with the gateway to an intelligent infinity will be saying something like, I desire to seek the truth. I desire firsthand experience of the One. I seek to know in order to serve. And sentiments of that basic nature, which asks nothing for the self except to rest with the Beloved at last and practice the presence of the One Infinite Creator. As you find that desire, my friends, begin to feel the energy within your third eye and your head vibrate. Feel it come alive. Oh, sacred desire. It is vital to be passionate in your seeking. And then imagine that contact, that moment when that desire is fructified. By the inspiration, which is focused only for you. And adequate in every detail for all that you ever could wish to know or use in order to serve. See your radiation begin to have weight. You are now not simply radiating out into a void, shall we say, or the area around your head. You have become a fountain. As the inspiration flows into that portion of your energy body and then bursts forth again, but with weight, so it is more like water than light in its behavior. And it begins streaming in a beautiful, circular, symmetrical fountain and curling back under you to catch up again with the energy of the earth, that love and light that comes into the body from the base of the chakras. You sit in the middle of a torus, shall we say, of created light that is your interface with all that there is. This is the essence of the indigo and the violet rays. Beyond all the techniques of the discipline of the personality, beyond any detail, any skill or any technique, there is this one overriding essence. Of connection between energies that are different in a profound way. Energies that, when put together, create of you a true and powerful lighthouse. It is wonderful to be in the presence of an entity with an open heart. That glow, that radiation is so enjoyable to be near, and one can always feel the presence of a truly loving heart. There is excellence there of the highest degree. Yet the energy of one who is making contact with intelligent infinity is as the wise man to the youth. The one known as St. Paul said, "Now I see through a glass darkly, then I shall see face to face." That is the difference. In both cases, may we ask, who is the I who is radiating? And you shall say to me, it is I myself. It is the person that I am. This is the hardest part to perceive. In the case of the opened heart, there is a simple or simplistic degree of selfhood or ego, which is an essential part of the radiating form, for it is blessed light that is radiating forth from your heart. It is a very personal thing, although it has great overtones of impersonality, as the open heart makes contact with the presence of the Infinite One. The meditation through the gateway of intelligent infinity is impersonal. And so the great work of Indigo Ray is to move the self very gently out of the way and allow only the essence of desire to express the selfhood of the seeker. We note from the query that the instrument has chosen to speak of these two energy centers together. And while we do feel that there are obvious distinctions between the two in form and in function, we would agree with the instrument that this is a sound approach for the two work so closely together in terms of the function of penetrating the gateway to intelligent infinity, that it is not necessary to divide the study. Naturally, it is important in terms of making a report of what this instrument calls confederation principles and thought to distinguish betwixt the two. For there is tremendous movement in indigo ray possible, whereas in violet ray there is a fixed nature to that energy. Yet, as the two work together, they function as that connection to all that there is, which can make of a seemingly human entity a magical, powerful, impersonal servant of the light. This may be seen also to have its reflections in sexuality, and we would suggest that it is helpful to discuss sacred sexuality as being a part of the function of these two energy centers. The physical body is a wonderful instrument. We realize that it is a very delicate piece of machinery that often is distorted in various ways and in need of repair. And yet, at the same time, your bodies are wonderfully adequate to feel the most intense emotions and to sing the most heartfelt melodies of emotion. In the world of social intercourse, entities use words to connect with each other. And words always are inadequate to convey wholeness because of their very nature. The body, on the other hand, in sexual intercourse, can communicate without words. It can make connections that can be felt or even seen by some entities as circuitry that is connected with the joining of the mated pair. And sexuality, of course, goes through all of the chakras, from red right straight up through to violet. each step along the way enhances sexuality. When the heart is penetrated by two entities who are in love not only with each other, but with the Creator and love itself, there begins to be possible an energy exchange that is most helpful to the mated pair, as well as to the world around that mated pair. Again, there is the creation of fountains of energy because of that spark, that atom that is being split in the orgasm. When sexuality is approached as a sacred spiritual activity, that tremendous power is communicated with no words being remotely necessary, but the self becoming that powerhouse that just keeps radiating as in fountains of articulated light. When the mated pair reaches orgasm, regardless of what chakra it is expressing from, it is recapitulating the steady state of the creation. It is experiencing the love of the one infinite Creator in a way it simply cannot deny. It is a wonderfully focusing thing to approach and go through an orgasm. When the mated pair determines to seek indigo and violet ray sexuality, it opens a line of communication with the divine that is otherwise unknown. What a blessing to have a way without words to experience and tabernacle with the one Creator. We have found that many of your people have so many prejudices against sexuality that it is difficult for them to conceive of such a thing as truly sacred sexuality. If there is a desire to make holy sexuality, the tendency is for entities to withhold sexuality from themselves, except under certain circumstances, such as deciding to conceive a child. Yet, it is our opinion that the metaphysical nature of sexuality is such that it is one of the most clear-cut and accessible ways to experience the divinity of the self, and yet not the self, but the consciousness within the self that you are letting free from all masks and deceptions by the investment of sexuality with your attitude of honor and worship. As you deal with the indigo and violet rays, you are dealing more and more with things beyond words. With essences. And that is something for which spiritual seekers hunger. The process of moving into indigo and relishing it while you develop your ability to enjoy it is one of the blessings of a spiritually oriented life, in our opinion. Those in higher densities also retain sacred sexuality and sacred social intercourse, although not in using the words, but in sharing whole concepts with each other and collaborating to form group thoughts. And perhaps what we would leave you with as we leave this subject is the realization that we hope all of you may have, that you have the power to collaborate with the infinite creator and with each other at this level. Certainly, sexually speaking, the mated pair collaborates in the most dynamic of all possible ways to practice the presence of infinite love. But as you meet people who are doing the same sort of spiritual work as are you, and as you talk about that for which you thirst and hunger, you are creating collaboration through that contact point with intelligent infinity. And you are creating thought forms that then have an independence of existence. You have spoken in this group about the creation of a new paradigm. And certainly this instrument is very focused on that creation of a new paradigm of living and being. Realize when you have good conversations going between those of spiritual consanguinity, that you are creating changes in consciousness that will outlive the present moment and even your own lifetime. The opportunity for creating this paradigm is just as we have described sexuality and also the penetration of the gateway. It is thought that is focused and an intention is made to seek and to know this new paradigm. And then it is released into the emptiness of outer form so that it may reach the essence that fructifies. Your waking everyday consciousness. We would say to the instrument that we would say to the instrument that we feel that she will be fully able to discuss the various techniques of these rays, especially the indigo ray, and do not feel that we need to comment further on those details. And thusly, for this particular time, we have offered you what we hope will be helpful at this juncture. Before we leave this instrument, we would open the meeting to any questions that might be on the minds of those present. Is there another query at this time? We are those of Kuo. As there are no further queries from this group at this time, we will take our leave of this instrument and this group. It has truly been a pleasure to share our thoughts with you and to be a part of your sacred circle. Thank you for the beauty of your vibrations and the sweetness of your interaction one with another. What a privilege we feel, my friends, to be a part of this. We leave you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as those of Kuo. Adonai. Adonai. As we let the light that we have gathered in this group go back to the one infinite creator, let us place in it our hopes, our dreams, and our prayers for healing. The image goes up. Let the reins fall down. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. You united people, we are one. You united people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. You united people, we are one. You united people, we are one.